This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several people have been killed from shelling in Ukraine's Kherson region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Authorities say two people have died in an attack on Ukraine's partly occupied Kherson region, and that two others have died and 22 have been wounded in a strike on the northeast Kharkiv region. Days after meeting world leaders at NATO, Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for more weapons from the US at a governor's meeting in Salt Lake City.
The only thing we ask for is sufficient support, air defense systems for our cities, weapons for our men and women on the front line.
Meanwhile, an oil depot deep inside Russia's southwestern Rostov region has been set on fire in the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces. But Russian officials say there were no casualties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
An Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians and injured at least 300, according to Gaza's health ministry. Officials said the strike took place in an area the Israeli military had designated as safe for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Reuters' Ilyan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Deif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Deif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubin. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Ecuador on Friday handed down prison sentences of 12 years and 34 years for five people found guilty of murdering presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has the story.
The journalist and former legislator was shot while leaving a rally in August 2023. Prosecutors accused at least two of those tried of belonging to the Los Lobos crime gang, among 22 criminal gangs designated as terrorists by President Daniel Noboa in January. Carlos Edwin Angulo Lara and Laura Dayanara Castillo were both sentenced to 34 years and 8 months. According to the Attorney General's office, Angulo gave the order to murder Villavicencio from prison, while Castillo was in charge of logistics. Villavicencio, whose journalism exposed corruption and connections between organized crime and politicians, had long faced threats. Eric Ramirez, Victor Flores, and Alexandra Chimbo were sentenced to 12 years.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. A Pakistani court has overturned the conviction and 7-year prison sentence of former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife in a case relating to the legality of their marriage. Saturday's acquittal has seemed to remove the last hurdle in the way of his release nearly a year after he was jailed, but his party said he was immediately arrested in connection with riots last year to block his release. Authorities have registered multiple cases against Khan since 2022 when he was ousted from power through a vote of no confidence in parliament. Peter Navarro, Trump ex-aide jailed for contempt of Congress, may address the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is currently serving time in a Miami prison for contempt of Congress, but he's set to be released Wednesday, giving him just enough time to board a plane and make it to Milwaukee before the convention wraps Thursday. He was found guilty in September for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro promoted baseless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election and was subpoenaed by the January 6 committee. The decision to include Navarro on the convention program suggests organizers may not shy away from those charged with crimes related to the attack and the lies that helped spur it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Rescuers who helped free more than 100 dolphins from the Cape Cod shoreline say they've confirmed the mass stranding that began June 28th was the largest involving dolphins in U.S. history. Officials at the International Fund for Animal Welfare said there were two prior events on record in Hawaii and the Florida Keys where dolphin species were observed circling in shallow water. But the Cape Cod event marks the highest number of dolphins beached in a single stranding. A total of 146 dolphins were involved, with 102 dolphins surviving. There were 37 natural deaths. 7 dolphins had to be euthanized. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.